Now, a recent study by the Griffin Centre for Personal Finance and Superannuation has turned up that Indigenous Australians are, on average, retiring with some 23% less savings than non-Indigenous Australians as a result of skewed employment distribution and issues with education. To help us understand the gap, we're joined now by Dr. Osei Wiafi, a research fellow from the Griffith Centre for Personal Finance and Superannuation, who reported the study's finding. Osei, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on The Daily.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, unpacking this gap that we do see, why do we see such a significant gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, especially considering we do have programs specifically called Close the Gap?
I believe, yeah, there are programs, and even besides Closing the Gap, there are several other programs which are meant to help with this, but I'm not able to talk about how effective they are because that's not my sort of expertise, but I believe there still exists a wide gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous in terms of incomes, in terms of health, in a few other areas. As to how these programs are faring, I would want to abstain from commenting on that.
All right, so looking at some of the issues that go into creating such a wide gap, these 23% less savings than non-Indigenous Australians, let's look at education in this country. What sort of improvements do we need to education to help balance employment distribution?
I believe we should look at the very core of the problem, and the very core is indeed education. In looking at education, I believe the most important for now as a good starting point will be year 12 attainment.
Mm-hmm.
Year 12 attainment is significantly different for Indigenous and non-Indigenous. And I think I believe there will be programs to help that, but once year 12 attainment for Indigenous Australians is improved and people will come up with better skills and be able to get good jobs, and these jobs are what is going to translate into their income and their savings profile, and that is how we're able to close this gap. So I think it would be important to look back to the year 12 attainment, and that's a good start if we are able to close this gap.
So what kind of areas do we see perhaps disproportionately Indigenous Australians actually working in?
From the databases available, we find a big proportion in the low end of the pay scale, and this is, I could tell you a few of them. 18% of employed Indigenous Australians, they work as labourers. 17% as community service and personal service workers, compared to 9 and 10 for non-Indigenous Australians. And this has all these statistics that are in the paper I wrote, and there's links to where these statistics can be found. So yes, if you have 17 and 18% as laborers and community and personal service, that is the very low end of the pay scale. So the higher proportions in the low end, then on average, that's where the gap comes in. On average, you get lower average income compared to 9% of non-Indigenous employees in the labor force or being laborers, etc. If you look at the higher end, say professional and managers, there are about 20% of Indigenous people working as professionals and managers compared to 34% of non-Indigenous. And I think this all boils down to education attainment. So the higher you go in terms of education, or the more prepared you are to take a certain position, where you'd be able to be on a good level of the pay scale, and that would enhance your savings and superannuation as a whole.
Now, considering we do see a retirement savings gap for women as well as Indigenous Australians, and the areas you're mentioning there, such as the labouring industry, I would say there's a fairly large gap in employment for women in there. What do these figures mean specifically for Indigenous women? Are they retiring with even less? Is there just sort of no hope of independence there?
So when you look at the different cohorts. There's the non-Indigenous male, there's the Indigenous male, the non-Indigenous female, and the Indigenous female. And this is the rank of who has a higher outcome at retirement. So for the non-Indigenous male comes lowest in the ranking, and this means there's a very likely probability, or it's the probability of having been not being self-sufficient in retirement is pretty high. There is a gap between the non-Indigenous male and female, but there's an even wider gap between the non-Indigenous male and the Indigenous female. Mm. And the chances of, on average, because what I'm saying is based on average, the chances of the Indigenous female being self-reliant in retirement is very low. Mm. There will be many who would be very self-reliant, but on average, the non-Indigenous female would have to look at other means of supporting retirement.
Mm. Well, so thank you very much. It's it's a lot of money. It's a big difference. Still a lot of work to be done in closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. Do appreciate your time coming on and having a chat with us about it.
Thank you very much, Sean. Thanks for having me.